این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint about Hajj. The Almighty Allah and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, proclaim in the great day of Hajj and cries out that God and the Prophet are free from obligation to the idolaters, and a proclamation from Allah and his messenger to all mankind on the day of the greater pilgrimage that Allah is free from obligation to the idolaters, and so is his messenger.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRabi English Radio. In this program we try to listen to some sentences and precious words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about different subjects and then make use of them as great lessons for us and in order for us to follow this great character and the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. About the Maktab of Shiaism, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh held that we are honored that the book Nahjul Balagha, which after the Quran is the greatest code of material and spiritual life and is the greatest book for the salvation of mankind and whose spiritual and political commands are the most sublime way for salvation, is from our infallible Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Well, about the great book of Nahjul Balagha, or the path of eloquence, it is known for its moral aphorisms and eloquent content, and it is considered as a masterpiece of literature in Islam. This book covers various issues like theology and metaphysics, worship and its various levels, justice, morality, and spirituality. It also covers ethical teachings, in particular the Islamic concept of zuhd or asceticism, and the meaning of the contrast between life in this world and that in the hereafter. The book of Nahjul Balagha not only reflects the spirit of early Islam and the teachings of Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in proper perspective, it also serves as a guide to traverse the future in the light of these teachings.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
A look at the subjects discussed in this great book will be helpful in ascertaining the wide scope of this invaluable treasure of wisdom. That is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, as one of the greatest scholars of the modern age, encourages Muslims to take advantage of the teachings of this book in every detail of our life. Okay, it seems that we run out of time. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about Shiism and the great book of Nahjul Balagha once more. In that regard, he said, "We are honored that the book Nahjul Balagha, which after the Quran is the greatest code of material and spiritual life and is the greatest book for the salvation of mankind and whose spiritual and political commands are the most sublime way for salvation, is from our infallible Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Yeah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say, La ilaha.